3rd of November 2020, Philippians 2, 5-11. Make your own the mind of Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming as human beings are, and being in every way like a human being. He was humble yet, even to accepting death on the cross. And for this God raised him high and gave him the name which is above all other names, so that all beings in the heavens, on earth, and in the underworld should bend the knee at the name of Jesus, and that every tongue should acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It is a great path of humility that the Lord has taken for us in his descent. What moved him to leave his glory behind and come to us? First of all, it is love for our Heavenly Father that Jesus bears witness to. We should experience through him how God really is. It is a great desire of the heart of Jesus that we may recognize the Father's great love, so that the Father may be glorified through our lives, as Jesus himself glorified the Father. In this way we understand the sense, the meaning of our existence, to glorify God through our lives. What does this mean? We are simply to bear witness before the heavenly church and the whole world to the goodness of our Father. Everybody should hear and recognize how God is, what he does for us, and what joy it is to serve him. Already in paradise, this was attacked by the devil, who questioned the goodness of God. How many of the Lord's creatures live in confusion about God and cannot comprehend him or his ways of salvation? They do not awaken to their dignity as children of God. We are called to help people so that they may see in our witness the spiritual beauty of a life with God. Certainly, God does not need to be glorified, but we simply enter into the reality of existence when we glorify God and we are the recipients. But then, as the Apostle mentions, like Jesus, it is necessary to seek man in all possible ways, to become all to all men, as St. Paul says, in order to win as many as possible for the kingdom of God. As the scripture says, men should bow their knees before Jesus, in whom the redeeming love of God has been so overwhelmingly revealed. Every mouth should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is a very important indication of the scriptures and shows something of God's plan for salvation. If this goal is abandoned, then we neglect the great mission of our church. Humility is necessary here too, because it means to humbly follow the Lord's instruction and not to refrain from our change the true proclamation out of fear of mankind, our own ideas. Muslims and Jews, as well as all other people, are called to confess the Lord and bow their knees before him. They are to receive the gospel from the church. It is therefore not pride and arrogance when we insist that Jesus is the only Savior and that the communion of the Church is necessary for salvation. But real humility is to follow the truth. In doing so, we must accept that even in the Church itself today, this can be regarded as backward and outdated. What an error, as if the Lord had been mistaken. Let us look over to the Gospel and hear the sad fact that the invited guests are not allowed to join the meal in the Kingdom of God. They chose differently and each came with a different excuse to refuse the invitation. Certainly the text is to be interpreted with regard to the Jews and especially those responsible leaders at that time who did not accept the invitation. But we can look further when we look at us Catholics. We are invited in a special way because God has given us the grace to either grow up in His true Church or to have found the way to it. In this way, we are made aware of two important things. A. To follow God's invitation. B. To make sure, as far as it is possible, that the house will be filled. But who should believe if faith is not proclaimed?
In this sense, we will hear the communion verse in which Jesus speaks to us, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
Attendite popule meus, legem meam. Inclinate aurem vestram in verba oris me.
Thank you.